I was very chuffed with that, yes. I thought we did the basics extremely well today. Still not where we want to be. I thought we could have got to 280. That was probably the goal throughout the innings. But still, all in all, did the basics really well. That's what we spoke about in length leading up to this game. And we got a few partnerships together. Still not exactly where we want to be. But a few guys put their hands up, including Faf. Very happy for him the way he played tonight, under pressure. To put up his hand like that, it tells a lot about his character as a player. Also for JP and the whole batting unit batting together, stringing up some good partnerships, which is the most important thing in one-day cricket. It's another main thing that we've worked on, to have one in the top five or top six at the start of the 40th over. That always gives you a bit of stability leading up to the last 10 overs. And we had that tonight in JP. So he played exceptionally well, but all in all, once again, just a good batting display from all the guys. Quinton gave us a good start up front with Hash. Being a youngster like that, to score some runs in a big game and a pressure game means a lot as well. So just a good performance by the batters. Yeah, he's a world-class bowler, we all know that. The main thing for me is he brings a lot of intensity into the not only the bowling attack, but the whole unit. After his first few overs, the fielding unit and the bowling unit just had a lot of intensity about them. And that's the one main thing that he brings to the party. Obviously, he's got a hell of a lot of skill in all the formats that he plays in. And once again tonight, he brought that intensity into the team, and the whole team lifted and followed him. So very chuffed with his performance, and great to have him back in the green and gold again. That's what it's all about. We want to do that more consistently as well. It's important to us to compete in all the games that we play in. We've been guilty in the past of not competing in games, and that's probably for me as a captain the worst feeling. Worst feeling in ODI cricket, not to compete. When we play solid cricket like we did today, we put the basics in place with a bat, ball and in the field, and we're going to compete more often than not, and I think that's what it's all about. If you want to be a world-class team, you can't be swept away. You got to compete in all the games you play, and we did better than just compete today. We obviously went all the way. Yeah, we tried to. I pretty much tried all the bowling combinations that we had. We tried attacking fields, defensive fields. That's one thing about, and it shows you, when the minute batsmen out there bats with an attacking mindset, things change a bit. All of a sudden, the ball doesn't seem to swing as much as before, and things like that. The minute they started taking it on, it just looked a lot easier to bat out there. And that's the funny thing of this beautiful game we play. Things can change so quickly, and it did today, and probably just too late for them, and with not enough wickets in hand. But I thought we stuck really well to our plans, even though they did take us on a bit there at the end. And we got the wickets when we earned it. We bowled really well, and we got the breakthroughs. Yeah, just world class again. I think he picked up four tonight. Breakthroughs at exactly the right time. Just as Pakistan seemed to get back into the game with a partnership or two, he just seems to get a breakthrough every time. He's a great bowler, and he brings a very good attacking mindset or attacking angle into the bowling unit.